Hey, this is Officer Catherine Richardson, dash number FBI 002569, from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This message has been sent to you as a final notification against your case with the Department of Tax and Crime Investigation. Right now your physical address is under investigation and an arrest warrant has been issued under your name. For further queries and resolving this case, contact the below number of the Tax and Crime Investigation Department, 510-256-7202. I repeat, 510-256-7202. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Kramer, and I got a call from this number to call back.
Okay, when did you receive the call, sir?
Let's see, at 3:10 this afternoon, about half an hour ago.
Okay, did you receive any case ID number along with that call?
Hold on a second. Let me replay the message. I could barely hear it. 002965 is the badge number I heard.
Yeah, it's a badge number, sir. May I know who am I talking to?
I'm Jonathan Kramer.
Jonathan Kramer.
Kramer.
You didn't receive, right? The ID case number.
Let me play it back, because it was very soft. Let me play it back some more. No, all it was is a badge number.
Okay, you know, so Mr. Jonathan. It's okay, Mr. Jonathan. You didn't receive it, so it's hard for me to pull out your information from my system. So please, can you help me out with your mailing address, sir? Can you repeat that again, sir? Okay, so what's the zip code, sir? Okay, so stay on the line, so I'll check it out for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Mr. Jonathan. Okay, Mr. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mr. Jonathan, first of all, before I'm going to give you the information about this call, I would like you to know that the line on which we are talking right now are federally recorded, and this is a three-way conference call with Homeland Security. So make sure that you do not interrupt me or stop me while I am giving you information about this call. Am I clear?
I hear what you're saying. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so, Mr. Jonathan, the reason you got called from our department is to inform you that the IRS has issued an arrest warrant against you. So have you been notified about your case before by someone? Okay, Mr. Jonathan, the arrest warrant has been issued against you due to tax evasion, where you have been found as a primary subject being benefited by tax in the wrong way, and the IRS has some three allegations against you, which has resulted to this non-bailable arrest warrant. So, Mr. Jonathan, the case paper which I have got with me state that you have been found suspicious and breaching three important laws of the United States Constitution, which goes as count number 1, violation of the IRS Act 1956, count number 2, violation of USCIS Act 1989, and count number 3, willful misrepresentation of information to a government organization. These are the three serious and criminal allegations which are imposed on your name at this part of time. So, Mr. Jonathan, the reason for these three allegations filed against you by the IRS is that the IRS had conducted statutory audit of your tax filing between the year 2010 to 2015, which conclude that the tax worth $4,000 have been underpaid by you. So the IRS has given your name to the Criminal Investigation Department, and we have decided to recover this amount forcefully from you by marking a lien to your asset and property. So at this part of time, your arrest warrant is on activation mode, and officer with investigation team, they are just waiting for my permission to arrive at your doorstep. So now, before we proceed further with this investigation team, I need to have your clear intention about this case and toward the underpaid amount of tax that you owe to the IRS, so that I can put my final remark on your case paper and proceed further by attaching your arrest warrant to courthouse. So now, do we have to come and arrest you to recover this amount forcefully from you, or are you looking for what? for a resolution option to take care of this case outside the courthouse without getting arrest or having any criminal charge on the name, Mr. Jonathan.
Well, what are the options? What are the options? I don't understand.
Okay, Mr. Jonathan, you have two options right now, okay? So do you want to resolve this case inside the courthouse or you want to resolve this case outside the courthouse?
Well, obviously I want to resolve it outside of the courthouse, sure.
Okay, Mr. Jonathan, if you want to resolve this case outside the courthouse, I'm going to transfer this call to my senior officer. Is that okay with you?
I don't see that I have much of a choice, do I?
Okay, so stay on the line. I'll check it out for you, okay, Mr. Jonathan?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. You have been transferred to Derek Jones from the accounts department. How can I help?
Hi, the other officer was saying they're transferring it to me, to you, I'm sorry, to resolve this without having to go to court.
Okay, if you don't mind, sir, can you verify with your name once again, please?
I'm Jonathan Kramer.
How do you spell your last name, Jonathan?
K-R-A-M-M-E-R.
Kramer. Jonathan, as per the reports that I received from the investigation department, I believe the officer from the investigation department has already explained to you what the situation is all about, what's going on. And according to him, he stated that you are having every good faith and every good intentions to resolve this case, to fix the situation outside of the court. Is that correct, Jonathan?
Yes, it certainly is.
All right. If you're having that kind of good faith towards the government, Mr. Kramer, there are three hard conditions which has been laid onto your case which you need to follow in order to resolve the case outside of the court. I will provide you the three hard conditions, but before that, I have a couple of questions for you, Mr. Kramer. The line on which we are talking, is this your home phone, your cell phone?
It's my office phone. It's where you called me.
It's a landline or a cell phone?
It's a landline.
Help me out with your cell phone number, please.
I don't have a cell phone.
You don't have a cell phone.
I don't have
Give
a cell phone. I've never had a cell phone. I don't.
You've never had a cell phone.
I don't
phone.
Believe
moment,
in the cell
sir.
Phones, no.
You don't believe in a cell phone. Give me a moment, sir.
I love being on hold. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Jonathan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, now, Jonathan, the update which I received is that you don't have a cell phone?
No,
right?
I've never had a cell phone. I don't believe in them.
Okay, so what I need to do right now is I need you to go to an address, okay, to an IRS building so that you can pay this amount, okay?
All right.
Now,
what address do I need to go to?
Okay, are you handy with a pen?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Are you handy with a pen right now?
Yeah, yes,
so
yes, yes, yes.
Write
yes.
down the address?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's 1301.
1301.
Calais Street.
Would you spell that, please?
Yes, it's C-L-A-Y, Clay.
Clay Street.
Yes, and that's in Oakland, California.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles. How do I get to Oakland?
You're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
So you will need to drive. You will need to drive to Oakland then.
I have to drive to Oakland. Okay.
Okay. So you will need to drive to Oakland and be in this precise address. And now, when you're at that address, okay, then you can just enter the building, okay, and you can mention your name, and you can pay this amount to the officer who would be helping you over there. The officer's name would be Jason Carson. He would be expecting you then, okay?
Jason Carson?
Yes.
C-A-R-S-O-N, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How late
now,
is that office open?
Well, the office won't open for long.
I'm sorry, we're having a bad line. I didn't hear you. How long is
it? No. It won't be open for long. Maybe just for 2 hours now. From now, they would be open for 2 hours, maybe.
Okay.
So you're in Los Angeles, right?
Yes. I mean, there's obviously
so
no way I'm going to be able to get... Well, first off, it doesn't make any sense to drive to Oakland because that's 400 miles away. Where in Los Angeles, or can I do, is there a way of doing a phone payment, a wire transfer or something?
A phone payment?
Or a wire transfer? I mean, I can go to a local...
If you are comfortable resolving this matter over this recorded line as online payment, right?
Well, sure. I mean, but...
So if you are comfortable doing that, then you can just provide me your credit card number then.
Okay.
If you are comfortable doing that.
And how will it appear when it gets billed? I want to make sure that I understand, so I'll note the payment. Will it say IRS on it?
I'm sorry?
Will the payment show IRS on my credit card?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm. He said it was $4,000. I'm not sure I have room on my credit card for $4,000. That's my concern. What is there a way that I can send you a money order or something like that? Because I can go to my bank and get a money order.
Okay. Do you possess the amount which you owe to the Internal Revenue? Do you possess the whole amount?
Yeah, but not in a credit card. Not in a credit card balance right now.
You have it in your bank.
Well, sure.
Okay.
I mean, what I'm proposing is I can go home.
Might be closed by now, right?
Well, no. It's still open. But what I can do is I can go home and get my credit, not my credit card, because that's maxed out. I can go home and get my checkbook, and go to like.
You don't have a cell phone?
No, I don't believe in cell phones. I mean, does
okay? You don't believe in cell.
I don't believe in cell phones. I don't like cell phones. I think I like having the wire attached to the phone.
Okay, you prefer phones with a wire, right?
Well, sure, because I think it, you know, there are a lot of people that get into accidents when they have cell phones because they're driving and talking on the cell phones, and there are people, you see them walking down the street and they walk off the curb. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You are a very cautious man, then.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Okay.
So, like,
right.
is there somewhere I can send, like, a wire transfer or a Western Union payment or something? Because that's how I normally do that. I normally pay my bills that way anyway.
Well, as of right now, okay, your payment options are closed.
Okay.
So, the only option left for you, okay, would be electronically. So, under this option, then, you would have to drive to a government certified store. Now, do you know what is a government authorized store?
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay. Now, because as of right now, you have no payment options, okay? So what you need to do is you need to follow a different system.
Okay.
Now, this service, it would be the EFTPS, which is the full form of Electronic Federal Tax Payment Service.
Okay.
Now, under this service, you will need to purchase a voucher. Okay, it will be used as an income tax voucher. Okay.
All right.
Now, you will need to load. Okay, you will need to. These would be used as a payment, because as of right now, we cannot accept any cash or any checks or even any of your credit cards. So for that reason, then, you will need to follow the system, all right?
No, absolutely, sure.
Okay.
So tell me exactly what I need to do. I'll write it down, and I'll follow it up immediately.
Okay. So you will need to purchase an income tax voucher. Now, these voucher cards would be available in one of your government-authorized stores. These stores are such as your Target store or your Walgreens.
Yeah, there's a Walgreens very close to me. You know, there's a Walgreens, literally, it's around the block from me, so I know right where that is.
Okay. So you will not take much time to reach that store, right?
Imagine not. I mean, they're open late, and I can get out of here in about an hour when my shift ends.
So first of all, okay, if you possess the amount which you owe to the Internal Revenue, first of all, you would need to withdraw this amount in cash.
Okay.
So first of all, then you will need to drive to your bank and withdraw the amount of $4,000. Correct? Is that the amount you owe to the Internal Revenue?
That's the amount that they said. Yes, I can do that.
Okay. So you will need to withdraw this amount of $4,000 from your bank.
Okay.
And after that, you will need to drive to one of these authorized stores.
Okay.
And purchase an income tax voucher.
Income tax voucher. Okay, got it.
Now the thing is, the problem here is you don't have a cell phone. So that is a very big problem. That's a very big issue.
Yeah, you're not the first person to tell me that I should have a cell phone, but I just don't want to have a cell phone.
Okay, no problem with that. Okay, so as I've told you, okay, first of all, then you will need to drive to your bank. So
okay.
Will your bank still be open then?
Oh, yeah, they're open until 6 o'clock, so that's easy. And Walgreens is open
What's your local time there?
It's 4:01 in the afternoon.
4:01, okay. And how much time would it take for you to reach your bank?
Well, once I leave work in an hour, I get off at 5 o'clock. My shift ends at 5 o'clock. I can probably be over to the bank I have to stop at home to pick up the checkbook, and then go into the bank and get the cash.
Time, right?
Well, it would be about 5:30. I could be home, get the checkbook, go to the bank, and certainly be to Walgreens by 5:30. So that's an hour and a half from now. Look, I don't want to be arrested, so I want to get this done.
Okay.
So when I get to Walgreens,
right now,
what do I do? You said I need to get the income tax voucher at Walgreens, and what do I do at Walgreens? Tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it.
You will need to purchase income tax card.
Income tax card, okay.
Okay.
Hold on, tax. I'm writing this down to make sure I get it done exactly.
One.
Card, got it.
Just hold on for a second there. Okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Update this information. Okay, hold on
okay.
for a second.
Okay.
Yes, hello, Jonathan, you there?
I sure am.
Okay. Now, Jonathan, what you have to do now, okay, as I've told you, you will need to drive to your government authorized store, right?
Got it.
And one of those stores are the Walgreens and the Target store.
Yeah, I like I said, I've got a Walgreens. It's literally, it's around the block from my workplace. So I know right where it is.
Okay. Okay, so you would have to purchase a voucher card. It is a Steam voucher card. That would be the name of the card. It would be
I'm sorry,
card.
One more time. A Steam voucher card?
No, it's a Steam card.
I'm sorry, can you spell that? Because I'm just not clear on what you're asking.
It's Steam. STEAM.
STEAM?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do I do?
Okay. Okay, hold on for a second, Jonathan. Let me transfer your call to the head of the accounting department, and he will guide you through, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Officer Richard Logan. How can I help you with today?
I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to pay the $4,000 I'm getting transferred from person to person. The last thing I've heard is I'm supposed to go to the Walgreens and get a income tax card. But then what do I do? I mean, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. I just want to clear this up and get it taken care of.
That's the thing is, where are you right now? Where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
You're in Los Angeles. I mean, like, where are you right now at prison? I mean, your location is in Los Angeles, right? But I want to know, Like you're at home, you're work.
No, I'm at, I'm working right now. And my boss, he's not going to worry about me being on the phone right now. But I'm working for another hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you'll be working for another hour. You mean right?
So that means like, do you have any Walmart stores nearby?
Yes, I've been telling the other gentleman. There's one literally around the block from my work.
Okay, so can you go out there, and once when you're outside the Walmart store, notify me. I'm going to tell you what to do. What
no,
to
that's
do,
the
okay?
problem. I don't have a cell phone. Everyone is surprised, but I don't have a cell phone. I've never had a cell phone. I don't
so
have a cell phone.
What are you using right now?
I'm on my office phone. This is my office phone.
Okay, you tell them that you're going to borrow this phone for a while, okay? Is that your landline number?
This is my landline phone. I can't borrow it for a while. It's plugged into the wall.
So I can help you. If you're in your landline number, then I can simply send the local law and enforcement department right now, okay? They're going to deal with you.
Okay, but tell me what I'm supposed to do because I don't have a cell phone. There's no way I can get a cell phone. I want
to
resolve this matter. Just tell me what I need to do, and I'll get it done.
Yeah. First of all, I need you to borrow a cell phone, okay, of somebody, and ask them that you're going to return it back within 20 minutes. Can you do that?
I don't understand what you just said. Say that again, please.
I said that do you have any friends near you whose phone you cell phone you can borrow?
No. The point is, I can't leave my workstation until 5 o'clock, and even if I could, I don't believe in cell phones. I don't want to use a cell phone. I'm concerned about using a cell phone. I just don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, just tell me what I need to do. I'll write down the instructions and I'll do it.
No, it's okay. So because I need you to be on the line, on this recorded line, because without evidence, we cannot do anything.
Well,
so
and I'm trying to
do
it, but you're not telling me how to do
it. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send the local police department. That will be the best thing, you know?
I think it would be. Why don't you send the police, and I'll talk to them, and I'll work it out with them. So I think that's probably the best answer.
Okay.
If there's no other way to do it, then send the police and just get it done with. So, I'm trying to work with you, but if you don't have a way to work with me, then just send the police.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Okay?
Good.
Thanks.
All right, I'll wait for them outside. I mean, well, they'll have to come inside because it's a secure building. But if there's no other way, if you can't tell me what to do, I don't understand why I need to be on the phone with you when I go to Walmart. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. Can you explain to me why I have to be on the phone with you at Walmart when I'm trying to resolve this?
No, because I'm recording this line.
Well, fine, that's fine. But what you're recording is someone who's trying to work with you, and you're not working with
me.
So if you're not willing to work with me, then send the police over and
arrest
me. I can't deal with someone who can't help me. If you're calling to get the money and you want to get the money, I can do that. But if you can't work with me, then I guess send the police over and I'll talk to them when they get here.
Okay, this is for the signature step of mine. Okay, I'd always do this. I would like to tell you what you know.
Okay.
You are officially being fucked.
I'm what? I'm sorry. Would you repeat what you just said?
Okay, sir, your call has been transferred to the head of the senior officer. It's Brock Williams. So, sir, I heard that you want to resolve this case.
Yeah, but I don't have a cell phone. I can't get off work until 5 o'clock. Just tell me what I need to do. I'll do it, and that's what I can do. That's the best I can do. I'm not going to have a cell phone because I don't have a cell phone.
Okay, sir, listen. It's okay.
I'm really so frustrated with you. Can you help me? Because I want to resolve this.
Okay, sir, I will help you. But first of all, you didn't have any cell phone.
I have no cell phones. I've never had a cell phone. I don't have a cell phone. I'm not going to have a cell phone. Just tell me what I need. They say I've got to go to Walgreens and get an income tax card. I'm willing to do that. But what do I do? Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. But I'm not going to get a cell phone because I just don't have a cell phone.
Let me explain, sir, what you are going to do, okay?
Please.
Okay.
First of all, sir, do you have these 4,000 amount with you?
No, not with me. I have to go to my bank. I have to go to my bank, and they said I have to withdraw it in cash. That's fine. That's not a big deal.
Okay, you can go first to your bank and draw that amount. If you finish, you can let me know, okay? I'll be online with you.
Okay, but I don't understand. You'll be on the line with me how?
Oh.
I don't have a cell phone.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You need to give me the, you either need to give me the instructions about what to do when I get to Walmart.
Okay.
Or Walgreens, it's Walgreens. I'm willing to do it, but I can't drag a corded phone with me, can I?
You can, sir. So, sir, listen, you go and withdraw the amount of $4,000, and you can go to the Walmart store nor the Target store. Is there any Target store nor Walmart store?
No, there's a Walgreens store around the block from me. I'm willing to go to the Walgreens store. That's easy.
Okay, then you have to buy the SIM card. Okay?
A SIM card, okay.
Steam card, not SIM card, it's Steam card.
Is it STEAM? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Steam card.
Okay, you have to buy that Steam card at least. Just hold on.
Yes.
Okay, so are you there, Mr. Jonathan?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm still here.
Okay,
I've been with
Mr.
you for
Jonathan,
half an hour now. I just want
to
know what to do,
You have, listen, you have to go to that store and find the SIM card, four-piece loading with 1,000 each. Okay?
Okay, that's easy to do.
Okay, that's also. After you finish that, you can come to your home and call me.
Okay.
I'll call you also.
All right. Well, either way is fine. And so I'll get.
Or maybe.
What?
Okay, sir. So I'm going to disconnect this call. Okay. So.
Well, I need to know. Are you going to send the police to arrest me while I'm trying to do this?
No, sir. But
all right. All right. I appreciate that.
First of all, sir.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. One more time.
No problem, sir. Yes.
Okay. And listen, I want to thank you very much. It's been a very enjoyable phone call recording you for the last 29 minutes. This will be up on my website pretty soon. But I appreciate all of the information you provided, which I'll be sharing with the IRS. So have a wonderful time and good luck with the other suckers. Bye-bye.